Come in. Yes, what do you need? I don't have time for long-winded explanations right now. As you can see, I'm incredibly busy, so I'd prefer it if you just got to the point. Are you trying to tell me that they were unable to complete the one single task that I gave them? I had thought my instructions were very clear, and yet they are still having trouble? Evidently, I need to start treating everyone around here like infants. It seems that's the only way to get anything done. How disappointing. Harsh? Maybe. Maybe I am being incredibly unfair. To ask my subordinates to complete tasks for me for the sake of this clan, truly I am so unjust. Though, I don't suppose a single one of you has ever stopped to consider what the alternative might be? We are on the cusp of a war with the Hawthorne Group. And while I may do everything in my power to prevent it for the sake of my people, I cannot control Slade. He is volatile and impulsive, and if he gets the chance to launch an assault on us, he will take it. Clan Aurelius must operate as a cohesive unit if we are to survive. And if I need to make every single one of you hate me in order to achieve that, then so be it. Don't feign innocence. It doesn't suit you. I know exactly what is said about me behind my back. I don't doubt the loyalty of my people. But I am also well aware of the fact that loyalty is to my power and reputation, not to me. Now, I must go to assist those fools in their work. Hopefully, if I give them another explanation, they will be mildly more competent the next time I ask them to perform such a task. Remain here until I return. If anyone else arrives in need of my time, make a record of it for me. I will get back to them as soon as I am able to. Just what do you think you're doing? Why are you blocking the door? You were the one who came to ask for my assistance, and now I am giving it. Is there something else you need me to do? Because if so, just spit it out. I don't have the time nor energy for you to play coy. And just what is that supposed to mean? The way I relieve my stress is no business of yours. If anything, it's quite the opposite. Considering how you and your colleagues are the cause of most of my anguish. Now, step aside. Help? How exactly do you think you can help me with that? How presumptuous of you to assume you could even... That was a dangerous move to make. If you were not a member of Clan Aurelius, I would have killed you for trying such a thing. Though, I'm sure you already know that. You are just turning the fact that I would never harm one of my own against me. So I assume this is what you meant by helping me. Offering up your body to do with as I please. You think it will help me in blowing off some steam? How bold of you to assume that you could have such an effect on me.
No.
I cannot say I am not intrigued. Presenting yourself to me so sweetly. It's tempting. Very tempting. But I'm sure you know that. You're too smart to do such a reckless thing without thinking it through. As such, I will ask this once. Are you sure? I will not force you. But I have no plans to be gentle either. Leave now, if this is not what you desire. Or stay, and let me use this perfect body of yours for my own means. Good choice. Quite eager, aren't you? Have you been fantasizing about this, I wonder? Thinking about your leader defiling you in his office? No doubt you've already imagined how this will play out. And well, who am I to disappoint? Oh, your hand. So desperate to touch me, aren't you? Well, I can't complain. Your hands. So gentle. You're so good at this. But I want more. So bold to push me onto the couch like that. It seems you have a lot of nerve. Well, get over here. I want you on your knees before me. So pretty. Looking up at me like that. You know exactly what you're doing to me. Well, have at it then. Show me what you can do. Good. That's good. Already taking me in so deep. Not too bad. But fuck, I still want more. Oh. Do that again. Oh, fuck. Yes. That's it. Just like that. You have quite the skillful tongue, sweet thing. I'm impressed. Though, it'll be another thing entirely if you're actually able to make me come. Do your best. Why don't you? Fuck. You're so gentle. So fucking soft. It'll take more than that to break me, I'm afraid. Taking me all the way to the base like that. Fuck. That feels good. Especially when you mellow around like that. Shit. So fucking good. Keep going. Don't stop. Sweet thing. You actually might make me. Oh, shit. I'm getting close. Fuck! Swallow it all! Don't you dare waste a single drop! Oh, that's so good. Use your hand as well. Just like that. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Well, I am impressed. My self-control is usually better than that. It seems you have quite the effect on me. Though, I can't help but want to return the favor somehow. No, we're nowhere near finished. You started this sweet thing, and now you need to see it through to the end. Rise, and remove your clothes. Gorgeous. Simply gorgeous. Now come here. Settle yourself in my lap. There you go. Good. So obedient for me, aren't you? So much bravado, but when push comes to shove, and I have you naked in my lap, you only want to please me. Quite frankly, I adore it. You make such pretty sounds, sweet thing. Especially when I rub my hand on your body like this. Are you enjoying it? Do you want me to go lower? Like, here, perhaps? There it is. Such a slut for your leader, aren't you? Already so turned on simply from sucking me off. Well, I suppose I can still reward you. Good dogs deserve treats after all. Ah, you like that? When I slide my fingers inside you. Don't even try to lie. I can feel how desperate you are for me. Already rocking your hips against my hand. That's it. Keep going. Ride my fingers, sweet thing. Show me how badly you want it. Good. Just like that. Throw your head back. Show off that beautiful neck of yours. If you weren't a vampire, I'd hardly be able to resist such a sight. As it is, though, I can still leave a few bite marks on you. As expected, your blood tastes as foul as any vampire's. It's no matter, though. You bruise so pretty after all. Did you like that, sweet thing? I felt the way you tightened around my fingers. Would you like another? After all, I'll need to stretch you out well if I'm going to fuck you properly. There you go. Good. Keep that pace. You're doing well. Keep this up, and I may even let you come. Yes, just like that. Fuck my fingers, like you would my cock, sweet thing. Let me feel it all. Oh, are you close? Beg for it. Beg for your release. I know you can do it, sweet thing. So make me proud. Perfect. That was good. You did well, sweet thing. However, I'm not satisfied, and so... Wrap your legs around my hips. I'm going to take you right up against this wall. And you're going to keep yourself quiet. Do you understand, sweet thing? I allowed you to be as loud as you wanted to before, since you sucked my cock so nicely. But that's not the case anymore. So, keep quiet. Good. Arms around my neck, sweet thing. You can touch me. For now. That's good. So good. Fuck. You're sucking me in so nicely, sweet thing. So greedy. Such a little slut for me, aren't you? You love this, don't you? Being fucked by your leader when you're supposed to be working. Was this your plan all along? I doubt it. Not even I could have predicted this. So, I'm not complaining. Yes, angle your hips a little more. Like that. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, what did I say about making noise? Don't make me have to cover your mouth, sweet thing. If I did, I wouldn't be able to do this. There you go. That's good. Bite your lip if you need to. Just keep quiet. You're getting so much tighter. You enjoy being commanded by me, don't you? You really do want to please me. Such a sweet little vampire. You know it would make me really happy if you came all over my cock. Make me proud, won't you? I felt that. You can barely even control yourself. You're so close already. It's almost pathetic. Though, I can't deny that it feels so fucking good. I'm close too. Having you pulsating around me is just too much. Come with me, sweet thing. Come all over my cock as I fill you up. Fuck. Almost. Fuck. That was good. You certainly did your job of letting me blow off some steam. I do feel better now. Though the issue of that task has not been solved. Clean yourself up and redress. I still expect you to stay here while I sort this problem out. Take a message from anyone who stops by in search of me. I won't be long. If you do a good job, I may reward you. You have only scratched the surface of my tension, after all. There is still much more you need to do, if you hope to rid me of all of it. So be good, and wait here. I will return shortly. Try not to miss me too desperately, sweet thing.